Just a notice before we begin, from the 2nd of May, Easter Sunday, there is a new Zoom link. Please see our website for the details. This is the sermon preached on Easter Sunday, the 2nd of May, both in St. Paul's Church in Athens and on a later Zoom worship. The main reading for the day is Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. It's been an extraordinary year since Easter 2020. The pandemic is still with us. In some parts of the world, it's still out of control. India and Brazil, especially, are being humbled as nations before this virus, as social structures and familiar patterns of life are brought to an abrupt close. The word devastating would be an understatement. All countries have been ravished by the virus, and where there are signs of recovery, we are still cautious, because nothing is certain, nothing is predictable. In those countries where there are some signs of emergence, it is easy to think of the language of new life, of renewal. A little more family life may be possible. Hugging a grandchild or an ailing parent in a nursing home for the first time in a year. Shops might begin to trade again, albeit perhaps in some restricted ways. The language of the pandemic has brought a new globally recognized vocabulary all of its own, such as click and collect. In our usual human haste, plans are being made for summer holidays again. Greece is particularly keen to reinvigorate its tourism, as so much depends on it. So many people's livelihoods linked to seasonal work. Governments have to balance public health with the economy. For those of us beginning to see signs of walking away from the black hole of the pandemic, the standard vocabulary of Easter seems appropriate. From a long winter of death and illness, we see a springtime of greater glimmers of hope. Thanks be to God for the research teams who have been and are working on vaccines. Out of the darkness, we see now some light. There is a renewed hope that life will return to some normality for some of us. Death, in some countries at least, now seems to have been conquered, at least deaths from the virus. We've beaten this enemy, seems to be the political tune of many national leaders. Morning has broken, like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. Those who are listening to this pre-recorded version of the sermon will know all about the blackbird speaking, as the birds are singing here in the background. It's tempting for us to use language of new life as metaphors for resurrection, and often pastorally and psychologically they are helpful. But we mustn't allow our faith to become clouded by metaphors that are simply attractive and colourful. There is equally a danger that we consider the resurrection of Jesus simply as a metaphor for the new beginnings that humans so often need to experience and express. At the heart of all the positive images we like to employ as humans, something real, not metaphorical, is going on in a garden where a body had been placed. The language used by St. Mark to describe this event is rather blunt, and a few words stand out in particular. Alarmed, terror, amazement, afraid. These are all very bold descriptions of the feelings of those women who go to the tomb of Jesus early on the third morning and discover that the body of Jesus is gone. These are not the words that we would normally use to describe our experience of resurrection faith. Not the words that we would expect to see beside bunny rabbits and Easter eggs on TV commercials. Yet, these are the raw human emotions on that first Easter morning. It is difficult for us, perhaps, to relate to these rather primitive instincts, because our experience of celebrating the resurrection of Jesus has perhaps become smoothed by familiarity, the familiarity of faith, annual liturgical practice, and the texts that we so commonly and easily read today. I could be wrong, of course, and if so, I apologize. Maybe we do feel a strong sense and response of awe, of fear, of amazement. We may experience this so powerfully that we dare not share the news with anyone else. If this is how we feel, then we share something in common with the first believers, the first witnesses of the risen Jesus Christ. The punchy and abrupt description of St. Mark's Gospel does all of us a favour. He sharpens up our faith, and he urges us to share in the astonishment that God raised Jesus from the dead. He has conquered sin and even death itself. Jesus lives. Thy terrors now can, O death, no more appall us. Jesus lives. By this we know, thou, O grave, canst not enthrall us. Alleluia, and a very happy and blessed Easter.